This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The two presidential campaigns spent much of yesterday hammering each other over Iraq. President Bush and Vice President Cheney each leveled some of their most pointed attacks yet against Democrat John Kerry. They said he was a man who would endanger the security of the United States. Kerry and running mate John Edwards responded with counterattacks, condemning the judgment of the Bush administration on Iraq. All of this came on the day that the number of U.S. deaths in Iraq reached 1,000. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
It's nothing new for the president to go after John Kerry on Iraq. He's been doing that since the senator sewed up the Democratic presidential nomination. But yesterday, his remarks had an added bite when Mr. Bush reacted to Kerry's statement that Iraq was the wrong war at the wrong time. The president said it was yet another new position on Iraq for Kerry, one borrowed from another Democrat Republicans love to ridicule, Howard Dean.
It is that of his one-time rival, Howard Dean. He even used the same words Howard Dean did back when he supposedly disagreed with him. No matter how many times Senator Kerry flip-flops, we were right.
The president's comments came as the Kerry campaign ratcheted up its own language.
Of all the wrong choices that President Bush has made, the most catastrophic choice is the mess that he has made in Iraq.
Kerry called it a quagmire and said he would have done virtually everything differently, from encouraging more significant international cooperation to devising a plan aimed at winning the peace. Yesterday, it was clearly the Bush campaign's plan to go after Kerry hard. Vice President Cheney was part of that effort. He was one of the strongest proponents of the White House decision to go to war in Iraq, and among its most vigorous defenders afterward, even though none of the predicted weapons of mass destruction had been found. Yesterday, at a town hall meeting in Des Moines, Cheney even issued a warning of sorts to voters.
It's absolutely essential that 8 weeks from today, on November 2nd, we make the right choice. Because if we make the wrong choice, then the danger is that we'll get hit again, that we'll be hit in a way that will be devastating from the standpoint of the United States.
That provoked a quick response from Kerry's running mate, John Edwards.
What he said to the American people was, if you go to the polls in November and elect anyone other than us, then and another terrorist attack occurs, it's your fault. This is un-American.
All of this adds up to a day in which the tone of the campaign took on a bare-knuckle feel. Democrats accused the Bush campaign of launching such strong attacks to neutralize the bad news of American casualties in Iraq reaching 1,000. John Kerry called that number tragic. The president himself did not immediately react to the milestone. Instead, his spokesman, Scott McClellan, talked briefly with reporters during a campaign event at a fairgrounds outside Columbia, Missouri. He said, "We mourn those who've lost their lives and honor them," but he also offered a reminder that it was 9/11 that started the war on terror.
And we also remember those who lost their lives on September 11th. And the best way to honor all those who have lost their life in the war on terrorism is to continue to wage a broad war and spread freedom.
As McClellan briefed late in the afternoon, the president was on stage barely 50 yards away and at that very instant was talking again about John Kerry and Howard Dean and about how America needs to reject what he called their shared view of the war as a failure.
We were right to make America safer by removing Saddam Hussein from power.
As the campaign heads to the finish line 8 weeks away, the president is drawing no distinction whatever between the war on terror and the war on Saddam Hussein, asserting that the attacks of 9/11 led directly to the invasion of Iraq. And that link is far more directly made now than it was prior to the invasion itself or in the early months of the war. Don Gagne, NPR News.